The rainy weather Sunday did little to dampen the spirits of the more than 100 people who gathered on Notre Dame Avenue to stand in solidarity with Ukraine as Russia continues its invasion. Ukrainians and non-Ukrainians alike held signs and waved many Ukrainian flags. Following the rally, a service was held at St. Mary's Ukrainian Catholic Church. Yuriy Sherbik has been in Canada for a little over a year. His family lives in the western part of Ukraine, in the Ivano, Frankivsk County. Their airport has been bombed. Thanks to God, my family is safe right now, Sherbik said. They have organized themselves into self-defense units and are helping to do what they can. They are arranging for shelter for refugees from the eastern part of Ukraine, where things are much worse. Sherbik came to Canada because he wanted a new experience. Right now, he is working as a social worker. I wanted to see the world, he said, adding while his family is happy he is not in Ukraine right now, he feels guilty that he is here and his family is not. I'm scared for them, and I feel guilty, he said. Sherbik said he spoke with his father prior to the rally. He said for the people in his city, life is continuing, people are still able to get what they need to live, but it has become much more difficult to do so. However, his family is preparing themselves for matters to get much worse. Many people from his city and neighboring communities are fighting on the front lines, he said. He said many of his friends who are also abroad right now have agreed they are ready to go back to Ukraine if the situation gets worse. I believe this is just the right thing to do. This is a nightmare for my parents, for Ukraine. I don't know how I would live with myself if something happened to them and I wasn't there. Yulia Drevnikova has lived in Canada for 8 years now. She has called Sudbury home for less than a year. Her grandparents still live in Kherson, in South Ukraine. It is very difficult to watch the news right now, she said. Her grandparents, who are in their 80s, lost internet connection several days ago, and contact with them has been difficult. Many people are scared, because they're killing innocent people, she said. Her city, she said, has a hydroelectric dam that provides water and electricity to Crimea. On the day Russia invaded, they took over the plant and changed the Ukraine flags to Russian flags. She said the residents of her city haven't really been fighting back because they lack the force to do so. She also has Russian relatives who have actually stopped following her on social media and have told her to stop spreading the lies of Russia invading Ukraine. There is so much propaganda being spread in Russia, she said. My half-dad is Russian, he's in Russia right now, and a few days after Russia invaded, I hadn't heard from him, she said. I sent him a couple videos and pictures from Ukraine, and I got so many hurtful words back from him in return. He doesn't believe what is happening. He doesn't call it a war. He isn't listening to the truth. Russians have been brainwashed to think Ukraine is an enemy. It's really sad that this is happening in 2022, she said. I feel bad for the Russian people who don't want this, and those who do protest in Russia are arrested. Another rally is being planned for next Saturday at noon. It will take place at the Four Corners. An earlier version of this story incorrectly stated the event would be held Sunday. That has been corrected.